8:35 on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Friday. It's a good Friday to get over to McConnell Automotive. That's where we head next to talk with Louie Ratta. Hey, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing just fine and looking really nice today, weather-wise. Why don't you tell folks some of what you're excited about over at McConnell Automotive, some of the vehicles you have on the lot.
Hey, it's the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, hey, everybody's excited about the weekend, but we've got some great deals. Those GM certifieds, you can check that out online, McConnellAutomotive.com. Got plenty of trucks out there used, looking for something for the hunting camp or SUV. We got Tahoes. We got Yukons. Looking at an Expedition, too. I mean, we've got everything you need to know, need to want at, out here. Don't forget, new cars. Man, we got plenty of new cars coming in. We got some Yukon AT4s. I'm sitting there looking at a black one. You're looking for an AT4. Mm-hmm. Black Yukon is sitting right here on the lot. We do have it.
Yeah, those are hot. And you know I love any of the AT4 models you got around. Also, if somebody wants to sell their vehicle, they can get that done through McConnell as well.
That's right. Just take this number down, 251-476-4141. Ask for Eddie Hicks and just give him the VIN, the miles, a little description of the car, and he'll try to give you a price right over the telephone.
All right. Hey, we appreciate your time this morning, Louie, and hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, thank y'all.
That's Louie Ratta. Go see him. He's at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and that website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Good to have Gary Garner from Relax and Retire Wealth Management in Fairhope in studio. You hear him every week. I do, too, right here on FM Talk 106.5 on Sundays at 4 in the afternoon. Gary, giving out the information that people need to make sure their retirement situation is in order. Good advice every week, and you drop by here today, just kind of go over some things that you think are most important.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Yeah.
This is a passion of mine because I started thinking about retirement when I was 16. Now, you got to say, what a nerd. Really.
I wouldn't say it to your face.
Well, you can. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
I'd say that's a teenager who has his head on straight.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, but I always said, you know, one day I want to retire and I want to be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. That's the key. When you think about retirement, you have to have money. You can retire without money.
Yeah.
But it's not a lot of fun.
No.
You know, it's okay, how do you pay the bills? So, you know, retirement's about it's really simple. It's about saving as much as you can while you're young, taking the risk that you think's appropriate, and then making sure that you're spending it so that you never run out.
Yeah.
Because when you run out, it's not a good day.
No. And your show, Retirement Your Way, obviously makes sense because there's a ton of folks who retire, but maybe not in the way that they would like to spend their later years after they're done with the work life. But that's got to be a heck of a leap. I mean, even if you've planned this out, although it's probably less stressful if you've been planning it as long as you've been thinking about it, Gary, but for anyone who decides to retire, it's quite the leap because that's a missing steady paycheck you got to figure out how to handle, right?
It definitely is. And, you know, there's 1,000 books. Go to Books A Million or go to another bookstore, wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole rack of books. I've bought some of them. I've read some of them. But basically, retirement comes down to just simple math. Add what you have been able to save, divide it by the number of years you think you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that most people really underestimate. Our lifespan is getting longer and longer and longer. So if you retire at 65, the average man lives to 85.
Yep.
Women live to 87. So divide everything you've saved over the years, divide it by 25 years. Now, that could be a scary number depending on what you saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then you factor in taxes, inflation. Every one of our cost of living is going up today. You know, our government is shut down right now over a big issue with the marketplace for private health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But most of that insurance cost that people live for is going to go way up when the subsidies go away. So there's another cost you have to factor in. You know, taxes, inflation, all these things will just eat at the money that you've saved. That's going to determine how you live your lifestyle.
How do you know what you're going to have You can look at Social Security. You can factor all that out. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to health care, someone who is retired, their health care, we don't know what those costs are going to be.
You don't.
So that to me, that's the scariest thing out there. That's the variable that we don't have the answer to. That I mean, you know, we get health bills now. You know, we get bills now, mm-hmm. and I'm working and I'm active and I'm not retired and I'm very much not. But when I do get a bill from my dermatologist or mm-hmm. from my heart specialist or whatever, that's some serious money. What happens when I'm retired? And of course, I guess we've got, is it Medicaid?
Medicare.
Medicare is part of that's part of the Social Security system. Can you explain that?
Well, and you know, we all have to afford our health care. You go without health insurance and go see a doctor. Now, he may cut you a break if you don't have insurance. But if you don't have insurance, you're going to get some real surprises when you get the bill.
Yeah.
Medicare, and I'm on Medicare. You know, I'm lucky enough that I've lived long enough that I'm enjoying that benefit. Medicare is not free. You have to pay a cost for Medicare, and generally that covers most of your costs for your health care. But there's some personal cost in there that you're always going to have. And you're right. You don't know. I've got a friend in Fairhope who rode 50 miles a day on his bike. 50 miles a day. You'd think this is the most healthy guy in the world.
Yeah.
8 years ago, major stroke. Didn't mm-hmm. die.
Mm, wow.
And he's still alive. Fortunately, he was a teacher. He had saved well. So some of these things you just can't predict. So I tell people, don't worry about what you can't predict. You can't control what you can't manage. But mm-hmm. the things that you can control, that's where you need to sit down with someone like me or whoever you trust and say, okay, well, what are some of the risks that I'm going to have when I get to this phase? When I do say, okay, I'm tired of working, what are you going to pay? How are you going to pay your bills? Steady income? I can't say income enough because mm-hmm. without income, you don't get to retire your way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact of life.
Yeah, fact of life. We're talking with Gary Garner of Relax and Retire Wealth Management and his show every Sunday at 4 here on FM Talk 106.5, Retirement Your Way. I want to get back to the whole retirement plan, but for folks who maybe haven't listened to you on Sundays or mm-hmm. aren't aware of who you are, let them know. I mean, you're out of Fairhope. You've got some bona fides down here in South Alabama for sure. And I was talking with you as we were getting ready to have you on, not as much about the financial management part of it, but just broadcasting. You seem to love talking with people and talking on the air with them.
Well, I do. I was in sales for years for a major medical company, so totally different than what I'm doing right now, but you have to listen to people. And if you like listening to people and talking to people, then if you learn to be quiet enough, you'll find out what someone really needs. Mm-hmm. And it's not about me. It's not about it's not about all these pundits that say, do this, do this, do this, have a certain amount of money. It's about saying, hey, where do you want to be? I learned a long time ago, if I just listen to someone and ask, where do you want to be? My job is to help you get where you want to be to the best of my ability. If I do that, everything else takes care of itself.
Can you give us an idea of the variables there? Like what some people, how they view retirement differently with your clients?
You know, it depends on your attitude. Some people just want to retire and not do anything. I retired years ago. And I got so bored, I was lucky enough to meet my father-in-law who had this business, and he probably worked on me for 2.5 years to come in and help, just help, you know, a day mm-hmm. a week. I had so much fun doing it that I said, you know what, I'm going to do this for as long as God lets me do it.
You unretired.
I did. And you know, I look at retirement as just a choice of what you want to do.
Yeah.
And my choice is
work.
I like my time off and mm-hmm. you know, owning the company, that's a great thing, because if I want to take a day off, I can take a day off. But I have to always remember I've got family to take care of. Mm-hmm. And so I have to earn money to make sure that I can retire my way. And retiring my way is doing this and having fun and helping people.
Well, that's great story.
And you said helping people. That's exactly what I was going to get to. You seem like you're in it to help people. And it's very obvious when people listen to your advice. Now, you know, back to the market. And I watched my grandfather trade for years. He was really involved in stocks, and it was something else to watch him work from his RV, which they love taking around the country. And he was old enough to retire, but every morning he'd be on that computer and looking at the stocks. The game has changed so much since then, where, you know, you said you were 16 thinking about retirement. There weren't very many people over the last however many years that thought about retirement until later in life. I can't say the same thing about this current generation. There's so many younger kids playing in the market now.
Oh, they are.
And so many different investments, many of which I don't understand. I have no financial degree, but you start talking about crypto and all these things. So it feels to me like learning about the market is as difficult as it's ever been. But also we're in an age where the volatility of the market, it maybe seems more volatile than it is because of all the news items out there, but still you never know what's going to happen day in and day out. And that's where a Relax and Retire comes in, I would imagine, kind of helping navigate that.
There's been market volatility forever. The key thing about the market, and I love the market, you know, I got my securities license so I could help younger people get into the market and over time survive those bumps. There's always going to be bumps in volatility. I tell people, as you get older, you can still love the market, but if the market takes a big correction and you're 65, you don't have time to make it up.
Right.
2008, I was sitting in a room with 1,000 people like me working for the medical company. Our financial guys walked in and said, hey guys, you know, over the years, we've made you 10, 15, 12%. We know last year you lost 37% of everything you've been saving. I was sitting next to a gentleman who was 65 years old. He was about to retire. He had $1 million in his retirement the year before.
Mm-hmm.
He lost $370,000.
Man.
He still had enough to live on.
That changed a lot, though.
It changed his attitude.
Yeah,
and so if you've got a long time to be able to be in the market, darn right, I'll put you in the market. But as you get older, because you have to protect that money when you get older, I move folks out of that.
I have these conversations with my planner, and you just can't be, you know, where are we at right now, and what's the level of risk involved? And
absolutely,
the level of risk for me right now, Dalton, is pretty low, which I think you would recommend, right?
I agree. My level of risk is low. I still have money in the market.
Right,
I love
me too.
The market. And I'm always going to keep some there, but at 70, well, I'm not supposed to say my age. I don't care. I'm proud of how old I am.
You're a young whatever.
At 71, I have more of my money in protected things where I can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that way I can wake up every day and say, hey, I'm okay. I think that's the biggest thing that I love to help people hear. And they ask me, am I going to be okay? Okay, I can't tell you completely that you're going to be okay, but to the best of my ability, I can listen to what you say and help you chart that path and help you lay out some plans that we review routinely. And, you know, instead of reading books and trying to do it on your own, it's much easier if you find somebody you trust that you like.
I agree.
That you can sit down and say, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Because we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the years I've been doing this, I've seen all kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, that relationship is so important because the answers are vital. This is nothing to mess around with, right? So when someone sits down with you or their planner, there needs to be a very real relationship.
It does. And I try not to scare people because, you know, retirement is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Getting ready for retirement should also be fun. You know, we take it seriously, but at the same time, you've got to help people relax because things are going to happen that you don't expect. And when they happen, you just go with it. You say, okay, what do we do next? And even earlier than that, we say, well, what can we do to prevent some of these losses from happening? Yeah, they're inevitable, but if the more we can reduce the amount of risk that you have, the more consistent your retirement could be. Mm-hmm. And I say could because there's no guarantees.
Yeah,
and I imagine that's a delicate dance sometimes when you have someone come in and wants to talk with you about retirement. Because if you think about it, they've been thinking about how they want to retire for decades.
Yeah.
And then when they have that conversation with you, I imagine sometimes when you look at the numbers, you go, well, we can get you to this certain point, you know, but the numbers may not always match up with the dream. And I know that's what you're so great at navigating. But I know you said retirement is about income, and you keep mentioning income.
Mm-hmm.
You mean income leading up to retirement? Or are you talking about, you know, secondary, third sources of income that continue to roll through while you're talk a little bit more specifically
about
that.
Sources of income. You know, you're going to be able to depend on Social Security, and everybody's worried right now Social Security is going to be cut. But do you want to be the politician that says, "Hey, old people, I'm going to cut your Social Security check by 30%. You think he's going to get another vote?
No, there aren't many that will say that. Yeah,
there aren't. But you have to have some other individual sources of income. And that's what we specialize in. I say I'm a retirement planner. I'm an income planner. Mm-hmm. And I help people put money places so that when they retire, they'll have a guaranteed income. And in some of our products, that's a guaranteed income for the rest of your life. Unlike Social Security, where if you're married and one of you dies, one of those checks goes away.
Mm-hmm.
In some of our strategies where we have guaranteed income, when one of you dies, that income continues for the other one for the rest of their life. So, and there are multiple ways to do that. And there are multiple ways to look at, okay, are we going to put all our money somewhere where it's just tax deferred, where we have to worry about tax rates in the future? Or are we going to take some of that money and go ahead and take that tax bite now so that in the future we don't have to worry, well, if tax rates go way up.
Yeah, and you know what the tax bite is right now.
Yeah,
we do. You know what you're dealing with.
Gary, really appreciate you coming in today. Gary Garner with Relax and Retire Financial Services. And your show, Retirement Your Way, Sundays at 4 here on FM Talk 106.5. You give this kind of information out every week.
We do, and it's fun. I love what we do. And, you know, if I wasn't having so much fun doing it, I wouldn't do it. I'd go work at Lowe's. That was my dream job when I retired. All I wanted to do, because I love building things, I wanted to go sell hammers and lumber. And this opportunity came up, and I said, wow.
We're glad you're in it, and we're glad you're here today. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
All right, Gary Garner, Relax and Retire Wealth Management, relaxretire.com. And coming up, we'll wrap up Mobile Mornings for this Friday on FM Talk 106.5.